Turn with me to the book of 1 Samuel, chapter 17. 1 Samuel, the 17th chapter. Very familiar story. We'll just use this for a jumping off place, see if the Lord will help us. 1 Samuel, the 17th chapter. Praise the Lord. Verse 20 is where we'll begin. Let's back up verse 19. Very familiar story, very familiar text. You've heard it and heard it and heard it. Now Saul and they and all the men of Israel were in the valley of Elah fighting with the Philistines. David rose up early in the morning and left the sheep with the keeper and took and went as Jesse had commanded him. And he came to the trench as the host was going forth to the fight and shouted for the battle. For Israel and the Philistines had put the battle in array, army against army. Amen. How many believes we're in a battle here tonight? Anybody that's come along told you serving the Lord's going to be a walk in the park, that's lying to you. And what we get from heaven's prayed down, we got to wrestle it down, fight for it, press our way through the forces of hell. It's a battle. Come on, say amen. It's a battle. Amen. Now the commandments of God are not grievous, but we are in a warfare. Because there is an enemy of our soul that's doing his all out very best to try and hinder the move of God, stop us from being sensitive to the Spirit of God. He's trying to hinder our obedience to God. Sometimes I feel like that we as the church have been duped and we've been taken in by many of his tactics. Sometimes I feel like we just need to shake ourselves, stir ourselves, and remember and recognize who it is we are. Amen. We're children of the Most High God. Praise God. We're not just a holiness church in Albemarle, just a little band of pilgrims, best barely making it. We're the church of the living God. We're the body of Jesus Christ. Come on now. Amen. Praise God. And I really want to zero in on what happened when David showed up. The Bible said as the host was going forth to the fight and shouted for the battle. For Israel and the Philistines had put the battle in array, army against army. Amen. They shouted for the battle. Praise God. They shouted for the battle. Hallelujah. If I had time, I could take you through the Bible and read it from a lot more places. But let's just use this place to jump in this and see if the Lord will help us tonight. Would you lift your hands one more time? Pray that the Holy Ghost would help us. Lord, we love you. We honor you. We bless you for your mercy. We thank you for your great grace and love. We thank you for compassion. Meet with us here tonight, God. I pray, Lord, that you'd walk among us. Do that work that only you can do. Help us. Oh, God, in Jesus' name, Lord, to be effective, help us. Set a guard at our lips that we'll only speak those things that edify the body, those things that magnify the name of King Jesus. We'll praise you and give you all the glory for it in Jesus' name.
Amen. Turn around, shake two or three hands, would you? Welcome them to a wholeness meeting. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Just another scripture or two, try to get us where we ought to be. 2 Chronicles 13 and 15. The Bible said, then the men of Judah gave a shout. And as the men of Judah shouted, it came to pass that God smote Jeroboam and all Israel before Abijah and Judah. In Joshua 6 and 20, the Bible said, so the people shouted when the priests blew with the trumpets. And it came to pass when the people heard the sound of the trumpet, and the people shouted with a great shout, that the wall fell down flat. 1 Samuel chapter 4 and verse 5, and when the ark of the covenant of the Lord came into the camp, all Israel shouted with a great shout, so that the earth rang again. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. They shouted. In every one of these scriptures, there was a great shout that went forth. Amen. I've studied this, looked at this, and felt like God got to dealing with me about this. If we've ever lived in a time when we need to get our shout back, it's in this hour in which we live. Come on now. Now, I know Brother Buchanan's already gave me the report. Y'all kicked and shouted and bucked a little bit around here last night. But I'm feeling like that's not really the kind of shout I'd like to preach about here. Amen. I'd like to preach just not on a little huck a buck, you know, around the house of God. Anybody can do that. Come on now. I'd like to preach about a shout that's way down inside of the victorious child of God. That shout, that battle cry that dwells in that child of God that's on the battlefield, that's standing facing the adversary. Hallelujah. I want to tell you, in the military, they tell me that when they're training them young men to be soldiers in the military, and they're pumping them up, they're training their bodies physically, they're training their minds mentally, amen. They're conditioning them emotionally to be effective warriors, to be soldiers on the battlefield. And sometimes they say that old drill sergeant, he'll look at them boys when he's got them just about at their breaking point, and he'll say, "Show me your war face." Hallelujah. Let me hear your war cry. Amen. Hey, praise God. Amen. Listen, I read that a battle cry is a yell or a chant that's taken up in the midst of battle. Amen. Usually by members of the same military unit. Battle cries have been used from ancient times. Amen. That's what was taking place in our scripture text when Israel and the Philistines had put the battle in array. They was letting their war cry or their battle cry ring out. And they had done it for 40 days in a row. Amen. They'd gather up every morning, and before Goliath would come down into the valley of Elah and issue his threat, his dare, and his warning, amen, Israel would rouse with a battle cry. Amen. The Philistines would shout back across the hills of Shoko, and that liable to go on for hours. It could go on, it's in our text, for days on end. Amen. They would shout their shout, and their battle cry would ring over the countryside, and it was meant to strike fear into the heart of the enemy. It was meant to bring about intimidation in the enemy camp. Come on now. Hey, I got to thinking about that, and I thought, oh God, there's no wonder that so many of our Pentecostal people drag in, drag through, drag up, drag back out. Come on now. Amen. They talk more about the miserableness of man than they do the magnificence of God. Amen. They're more concerned with what Obama's doing or what Glenn's got to say, come on here, than they are a move of God. I'd like to preach to somebody here tonight. I'd like to see you get your battle cry back. I'd like to see you put your war face on. I'd like to see you serve notice on hell. I'm still in this battle. Hallelujah. Amen. We have been preached to and taught and talked to for so many years that we're just grasshoppers, you know. We're just a little band of pilgrims struggling along, hoping we're going to just make it in by the skin of our teeth, that we've made ourselves the victims instead of the victors. Can you say amen? But if I read the Bible right, the Bible said, "But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." You don't have to take the tuck head, amen, and drag around like you're not going to make it. Hey, if you're like that, chances are, amen, you will never make it through the gates of pearl. You'll never walk on the streets of gold. I'm telling you, it's going to take, amen, a determination, a desire, a want to that drives you, amen, to put one foot in front of the other and fight on. Hallelujah. Sister Tegan and I will be married 25 years this year. Imagine that. 25 years. Now I'm telling you something. There's been more than a year or two that we've had to fight Come on now. I'm telling you, it would have been easy. Listen, most of those years I've been a holiness preacher. Most of those years she'd been a holiness preacher's wife. But there's been a time or two or three or four we've had to get a determination within ourselves and fight if we're going to maintain our Christian home, maintain our godly household. Come on now. Amen. And we had to make up our mind. Amen. Listen, a lot of people said, I made up my mind a long time ago. Hey, but you got to make it up today. You got to have it made up right now. Can you say amen? What you decided, what you decreed 25 years ago, sometime you got to remind yourself of that vow that you made, that stand that you took, that promise that you made. Are you going to help me while I preach to you right here? Amen. I'm trying to tell you, we had to have a determination to make it for 25 years together. Hey, listen, that same determination. I've got to maintain that same determination, that same zeal, that same drive to serve the Lord as I did to make my marriage successful. You going to help me right here? I'm telling you, amen, that devil bombards us on every side, don't he? Amen, listen, we're persecuted. Amen, listen. We're in distress. Amen. There's trouble and trial on every hand. Amen. But instead of going down, can I remind you that we're on our way up? Praise God. Instead of going out, amen, we're on our way in. Praise God. Amen. Because we got the right one on our side. Hallelujah. A battle cry, a shout. Praise God. This that I looked up said battle cries are a universal form of display behavior. It is a threat display aiming at competitive advantage, ideally by overstating one's own aggressive potential to a point where the enemy aggression prefers to avoid confrontation altogether and opts to flee. Come on now. Amen. In other words, you got to shout so loud that devil would rather avoid having contact with you than bumping heads with you. Come on, say amen. Come on, say amen. I'll get real carnal right here. My boys ain't here to hear me. I hope it don't warp your boys. Is that all right? When I was in school, amen, I never did say, come on, hit me. Come on, hit me. I dare you. Come on, hit me. Come on now. That wasn't me. Come on, you going to help me right here? Amen. I was always the one looking for somebody to say, come on, hit me. Come on, I dare. Come on, hit me. Come on, say amen. And a lot of times you could blow yourself up, puff yourself up, talk big smack. You know what I'm talking about. Amen. And overstate your aggressiveness. Amen. To the point that your opponent would rather avoid confrontation altogether. Amen. Than risk losing the battle. That's what Israel and the Philistines was doing. Amen. Aggression behavior. Display behavior. Praise God. I read that a lot of ancient armies like Israel and the walls of Jericho, they would blow horns. They would beat on drums. They would blow bugles and bagpipes. Amen. Make noise by blowing through conch shells. Come on now. Hey, many times, amen, they would dance, amen, in the face of the enemy to try to excite, amen, fear in the heart of their adversary. Hey, I got to reading that. I've got to thinking, oh God, wouldn't it be wonderful at the Abundant Life Wholeness Church if somebody could get a hold of their battle cry during this meeting this week? Some of the troubles, some of the trials that you've been facing, that you've been going through. Praise God. Put on your war face. Get your battle cry and shout on. Hallelujah. Lift your hands right here and praise Him, will you? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody, praise Him. Glory to God. Glory to God. Praise God. From the man said, from the Middle Ages, many cries appeared on standards and were adopted as mottos. One of my favorite in all my studying about the battle cry, the war cry, was the rebel yell. Hallelujah. I wonder why that is. Amen. The rebel yell, it was a battle cry used by the Confederate soldiers during the American Civil War. These Confederate soldiers would use the yell during charges to intimidate the Northern Army and boost their own morale. Come on now. Praise God. Listen, anybody ever heard the rebel yell? I'm too hoarse. I can't do it here tonight. Amen. But it sounds like a kind of like an Apache war whoop. Come on, say amen. I've heard that around the house of God a time or two or three. Amen. When everything got just right and the atmosphere for war got just right. Amen. I've seen some of God's warriors, some of God's soldiers. Amen. As that battle cry swelled up inside of them, and it became too much for them to contain, and they had to release it. They had to let it out. Praise God. Amen. I'm telling you, not only does it excite fear in the heart of your opponent, but it encourages you. It strengthens the morale of your fellow patriots. Come on now. Amen. It's good for everybody involved. How many times have I been preaching? Dead, dry, plucked up services. And one person get hooked in just right and make up their mind. Praise God. They start yelling and hollering with their war cry. Come on, say amen. With their battle cry. Amen. Proclaiming to the adversary, I ain't dead yet. Amen. You may be a great number out in front of me. Amen. But you have not conquered me. Amen. You do not have me locked in shackles and chains. Amen. I'm still just as free as I ever have been. Come on now. Sometimes, amen, you've got to let your adversary know. Sometimes you've got to reaffirm to yourself, I'm still a child of God. I'm still a good soldier of Jesus Christ. I'm still on the battlefield for my Lord. I'm still pressing on, still fighting the good fight of faith. Hallelujah. Amen. I tell you, when you get to hollering, you get your battle cry, it's going to rub off on somebody else. Come on, say amen. Now, it must have been silent that day that David ran down into the valley of Elah with his sling and his stones. And it must have been quiet when they seen him load that slingshot and start whiffing it round and around and around. Come on now. Everybody's wondering what's going to happen. But I guarantee you morale picked up on the Israeli side when that giant went down on his knees, fell over on his face. Come on, say amen. I guarantee you there was some of them a hooping and a hollering, a screaming and a dancing and a yelling when David climbed up on that old big boy and pulled his sword out of its sheath. Come on, say amen. I guarantee you it got real exciting on the hills of Soko when David drew that sword back and cut old Goliath's head off. Praise God. Come on. I'm telling you, sometimes it only takes one willing to fight, one willing to go into the valley, one willing to stay faithful to bring a revival to many. Praise the Lord. Israel got a great victory that day because of David's faithfulness to God. Amen. Because of that battle cry that was locked up inside of him. Come on now. I read about the Lakota Sioux. You remember the Lakota from out west. They had some famous chiefs, some famous war chiefs. Sitting Bull was a famous Sioux chief. He belonged to the Lakota Sioux. Crazy Horse, he was a famous Lakota Sioux. Amen. The Sioux had a battle cry or a war cry. Amen. That they would scream when they was going into battle. Amen. They would scream these words. Hoka! Hey, hoka hey, amen. At Sioux, you know what that means? That means it is a good day to die. Come on now. It is a good day to die. Hallelujah. Can you imagine a man like Crazy Horse with his raven hair flowing in the wind and his face all painted up and that horse all painted, amen, with his bow in his hand, riding towards you out across that plain, looking you in the face and hollering, it is a good day to die. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hey, amen. You know what that Lakota Sioux meant? Hey, amen. You can kill me if you want to. I'm willing to die for my liberty. I'm willing to die for my freedom. I'm willing to go down on this plane. Hey, amen. And give my carcass to the buzzards. But you'll not carry me away captive. How about you? You got something worth dying for? You got something worth fighting for? Come on now. Praise God. Sometimes you got to stir that up on the inside of you. One man said you got to get the poker in the fire. Hallelujah. Put the poker in the fire and stir it up. Praise God. Amen. Put on your boxing gloves. Brother Buchanan was talking to us about boxing. Paul talked about, amen, boxing. He said, I'm not fighting as though I was beating against the air. Come on. I have an enemy. I have an adversary. Amen. I fight very purposefully. Come on now. Praise God. I'm pressing on. I'm pushing on. And I mean to make heaven my home. How about you? Did you come locked down, bogged down, discouraged? Whew. I'm a good mind. Just come right to you and get some of you to scream to the top of your lungs. Come on now. Amen. I just come from a meeting. Sister Tig and I laughed about it more than she did, I guess. You know, we used to have some distinctions about us as wholeness people in our services. Now, I remember in the Church of God years ago, back in the early 90s, when they started hopping, you know, that bunny hop kangaroo charismatic shuffle they do, you know, this boing, 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 boing. And we made fun of them. Wholeness people made fun of them. We had the kind of Holy Ghost come down on you and it shout your hair down, shout your shirt tail out, waller you on the floor. Come on now. Well, he might come on you in the parking lot and you waller in the gravel. That's the kind we had. The kind that come on you just couldn't help. That's right. And we used to make fun of them, you know, they'd just get to bouncing. We was just in a meeting somewhere in these United States of America. I leaned over and I told her, I said, now look at this. This is a wholeness meeting filled with wholeness people. And look at all these preachers doing what we made fun of the Church of God people doing 10, 15 years ago. Come on now. Hey, let me qualify that. If you want to hop, I'm telling you, if that's what breaks you loose and floats your boat, jump up and down. Jesus said when they persecute you, it's all right. Leap for joy. That's right. If you want to jump, jump. Watch a ceiling fan when you do it. If you want to run, listen, they used to call us holy rollers because we'd waller in the floor. Come on now. We'd come to the house of God. Old Brother Hatton had come to the house of God at Brother Ivy's there in York. He'd come through the door shouting. Last time I seen him in the nursing home, he followed me all the way to the exit door shouting. Come on now. First time I seen him, he was shouting. Last time I seen him, he was still shouting. Come on, say amen. Now, we've made fun of them. We've laughed about them. We've mocked them. And they wasn't perfect people. They didn't do everything right. But they had a battle cry locked up down inside of them. Come on. They knew who the enemy was and they knew the right way to go. You're going to help me right here, somebody? We have lost that in my generation. Come on, say amen. We have lost that in my generation. I'd like to see, amen, some young folks that ain't got no gray hair. I'd like to see them become holy rollers before this meeting's over. Praise God. Amen. I'd like to see some young people. Amen. Instead of dancing by choreographer, I'd like to see the kind you can't help come down on them and shout them and dance them all over this house. I've got sense enough to know that they learn by what we teach them. And we can preach, preach, preach. This is how it used to be. This is how it's supposed to be. This is how it should be. This is how it's going to be. We can preach that stuff till we're blue in the face. We must lead them by example. If they never see you watering in the floor, don't expect them to get out there and water in it. If they never see you shouting, talking in tongues, Don't expect him to do it. Come on, say amen. Oh, God, help me right here. Boy, I'm getting way off. I'd like to have a move of God. I really would. Sister Tegan, I've been praying. Y'all heard me talk about it probably for years. We're praying for a move of God. We're praying for revival. Praise God. God's helping us. God's helping our ministry, missionary work. God's moving. But I tell you what I'd like. I'd like God to just come down and waller me in the floor in this meeting. Shake me. Shout me. Come on now. It wouldn't hurt my feelings if two or three of us is running up and down the side at 24, 27 before this thing is over. Hollering hallelujah, glory to God. Come on now. Praise God. I'm telling you, we used to be a radical people, but we become so reasonable, hadn't we? We've laid back with the rest of the world, and we've lost our distinctive shout. Our distinctive shout. But can I preach to us right here tonight that when the Lord comes back, the Bible said the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with what? With a shout, praise God. Amen. This thing was born in a shout. It's going to leave here in a shout. And I feel like we ought to have a shout, amen, at all times. Lift your hands right here and bless the Lord, will you? God help us. Hallelujah. Woo! Hallelujah. 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 It's a good day to die. That Ark of the Covenant came into the camp. They shouted till the earth rang. Praise God. Hallelujah. Ain't it sad? When they can make more noise at the ball game, we can make it the house of God. Ain't that terrible? Come on now. Isn't it awful that churches, Pentecostal people have resorted the praise teams? Come on, give me a J, give me an E, give me an S. That's sad, ain't it? Shame on us. Shame on us. Come on, say amen. Isn't it terrible that we've come to the place where it's, come on, honey. Come on, sugar. Come on, darling. Lift your little hand. Praise the Lord. It's going to be all right, baby. You're going to make it. Come on, just hold on a little while longer. Shame on us. Come on now. Hey, where's your war face at? Praise God. Where's your battle cry? Glory to God. I tell you, a lot of you have encountered some of them old timers, and some of you have left their presence misunderstanding them. You thought they was hard and hateful. Amen. You thought they was callous and rough, but in reality, they've been through battle after battle after battle. Amen. They fought with King Jesus on their side, and they've won victory after victory after victory. And it could be, amen, they just had their war face on the day you encountered them. Come on now. It could be, amen, they just had a battle cry swelling up on the inside of them the day that you come in contact with them. Praise the Lord. We've come to that place where we'd rather have a preacher that makes us laugh, feel good, tell us a joke, put a smile on. Amen. Come on now. Oh, God, send revival. Send revival. Amen. He'll send it if we'll do our part. That's right. We have concentrated so much in our movement on what God has done and what we're looking forward to God doing out yonder in the future that we forgot to put emphasis on what God is doing right now. I tell you, God's moving. Right now, God's moving. Yes, He is. There's revival taking place all around this globe. Now listen, it ain't that charismatic revival that Parsley and Jakes and all them fellas is talking about. But God is on the move. People are being saved by the multitudes. They're getting saved so fast in many countries they can't get enough Bibles in their hands. So many people's getting saved. They're getting sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost. Listen, we've got places in Cameroon where 5 years ago there was no church. Did you hear me? 5 years ago there was no Christian influence. And because somebody went there and preached the gospel and planted a church, tonight there's a Sunday school class, there's a wholeness youth choir, Amen. And that church that's only been in existence 5 years has already started six more congregations in their area. They've already planted six more churches. Come on, say amen. Hey, here we are twiddling our thumbs, worried about if Obama's going to take our profit sharing and our 401k. Oh, great Lord, you ain't helping me none. Come on now. Amen. We worried about the economy and all this. Listen, I preach all over this place. I can guarantee you, if you was out in town Saturday evening, there was not a restaurant in town that had an empty parking lot. Boy, our economy's terrible, ain't it? I don't know how we're going to make it to y'all. Some of your children buying American Eagle clothes, $50 blue jeans. I don't know how we're going to make it. Come on now. You paying more a month for cell phones than your mom and daddy paid for a house payment. This thing's about to collapse. How in the world are we going to make it? Come on, say amen. We got it better than any other generation has ever had. And we're squandering our blessings away on us. Come on, help me right here. Oh, Lord, how'd I get off on this? I wanted to preach to you on having a revival, a real Holy Ghost, heaven-sent revival. I promised myself I was not going to come and reminisce and talk about yesterday, and I've already told you we've concentrated on yesterday, and there's Sister Bragg and them girls come in, messed it all up, just got my train of thought, my mind erasing. I'm telling you, years ago we'd go to Mount Pleasant, we'd have revival, and some nights we'd be there past midnight with folks laying in the floor talking in tongues. Come on now. But I'll just be the first and to confess, been a long time since I've been in a meeting like that. I'm not talking about maybe one Friday night service. I'm talking about night after night after night after night. Come on, say amen. Well, you think the same thing I'm thinking. I'd like to think I hadn't changed all that much. Come on, say amen. But I know the Lord hadn't changed any. He never changes. So it's got to be on my end. Come on. Got to be on your end. We ain't doing something that we used to be doing. Only one way to have a move of God. You got to sell out to Him, love Him with all your heart. Only one way to keep victory over your enemy. You got to make God the number one priority in your life. Amen. Number one. Since word about our missionary work and all this spread across the country, I'm constantly getting telephone calls, emails, young men, young women. How do you get started? How'd you do this? How'd you do that? I know they're disappointed with my answer. I don't know. Boy, I'd like to be able to write a book. How to? They don't like my great theological explanation. Fast and pray, study the Bible, get a message, make yourself available to God. Amen. Come on, say amen. That's all you got to do. That's all you got to do. And God will put you where He wants you. You can't reason, you can't do it with your intellect. God, you got to let God do it. Come on, say amen. I wanted to preach on the battle cry. Would you stand with me? I really felt like when I was praying this afternoon, I got by myself and I prayed. Now I really felt like I'd like to talk to somebody here tonight that needs to get their battle cry back. Somebody's pressed and pushed. Now, I'm not talking about poor us, pitiful old us. We need a blessing. Lord, would you give me? Would you give me? That ain't what I'm talking about. I'm talking about somebody that's got weary, somebody that's heard the hills of Shoko ring with the battle cry of the enemy day after day after day after day. Your battle cry is losing its volume, getting a little weak. You ought to tune it up in this revival this week. Let God turn the volume back up on it. Come on, say amen. You know what you ought to do? If God speaks to your heart and tells you to run, if it's quiet, so quiet you can hear a pin drop, you ought to break out like a racehorse coming out of the gate and run.
If he tells you to jump and shout or get down on the floor and crawl or waller, you ought to do it with all your heart. Come on now. Now you can believe we're trying to have revival. There will be hindrances to our obedience. The devil's going to make sure of that. He's going to try to hinder our obedience to God. But if we'll just put it in gear and do what God says do, no matter how foolish the devil tries to make it sound in our mind, if we'll obey God, we will have revival. We will. Brother Buchanan can tell you. Sister Bragg's here. She'll tell you. Some of them great meetings we had in Mount Pleasant years ago. Man, we had some of the goofiest people you ever met in your life come through there. That sounds bad, don't it? You get a fire burn, it's going to draw all kinds. It's going to draw all kinds. But you know what? All that silliness and all that goofiness that tried to come, you know what? They just slip through and slip back out. We'd keep right on having revival. Come on, say amen. Man, we had Elvis show up one night. Hallelujah. Sure did. You remember that, Brother Scott? Praise God. We had all kind of, oh, Lord. But you know what happened? We just kept right on having revival. Kept right on having revival. People still getting blessed, receiving the Holy Ghost, being sanctified, saved, delivered. Come on now. The devil can't stop it once God gets it to going. We just got to fan the flame. Let it burn. Let it burn. Lift your hands right here and let's love on him. Would you, while sister's coming to the piano?